Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, along with the biggest names, greatest guests, and listener interaction, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, and always live on the free Odyssey app, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome in. It is Inside the Clubhouse. It's chilly outside, but it's hot in here. Very hot. Lots of action going on around MLB. Tons have happened in the last week, and lots of it right here in Chicago. Alongside Bruce Levine, I'm Mike Esposito. It is Inside the Clubhouse, and Bruce, our 10-year anniversary for the show.
It is a 10-year anniversary for Inside the Clubhouse. We thank you, our great, loyal Chicago baseball fans, fans all over the country, for making this happen. It's your show. It's a Score show, and it's something that we are pretty proud of. And we will have for you today an awful lot of talk about Craig Counsell, the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Shohei Ohtani, will he be the new DH of the Chicago Cubs? Chicago White Sox moving in a new direction with their broadcast team. Chicago White Sox moving in a new direction with the general manager saying he doesn't like his team. Mike, I just returned from the general manager's meetings, also known as the GI meetings, for all the illness that went on there. About 70 people, right, including yours truly, came down with a little bit of illness while we were there, and they were cut short by a day. But nonetheless, a lot of activity there, a lot to report on. 312-644-6767. Get in with me and Mike as we talk about the council hiring. Of course, on Monday morning, the Score will be carrying from 10 a.m. all the way to 2 the Craig Counsell live press conference from Wrigley Field. Our great midday show will be handling all of the activity, among other people. Lots of guests live from Wrigley Field, the Score, 10 a.m., Craig Counsell being hired by the Cubs. So that's something to look forward to. But right now, Mike, for the next 2 hours, we're going to be talking a lot of Chicago Cubs, a little of the Chicago White Sox as well, about Chris Getz and his comments at the GM meetings. Where do you want to begin today?
Well, we are going to start here. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We're going to start with Jed Hoyer, the news that rocked the whole baseball world, really, as we're looking at the managerial landscape. Craig Counsell and what is available there with the managers. Let's go to Jed Hoyer as he talks about why he brought in Craig Counsell as manager.
You know, I think that he's consistently, year after year after year, they've outperformed expectations, which is really impressive. And listen, it's not a one-man show up there. You know, they've had two really capable people running baseball operations up there. They've done a really good job in Milwaukee. They're like a very worthy rival, you know, and all the things they've done. So I think this, like, making this like Craig Counsell was the whole reason. No, of course not, but I do think, you know, consistently they've outperformed expectations, and that's borne out both with your eyes and when you look at the data.
So, Bruce, you talk about making a huge move there with letting go a very popular guy named David Ross to bring in counsel, and that's how Jed started talking about the new skipper.
Right. Well, you know, look, Mike, this was probably the most difficult decision that Jed Hoyer or any Cub official has had to make for an awful long time, maybe in the history of the franchise. Yes, back in 2014, Ricky Renteria was the standing manager of the Chicago Cubs. Joe Maddon became available. Hoyer had to fly down to San Diego from Chicago, let him know that he needed to stand off for a short time while they talked to Maddon. Very quickly, both he and Epstein went to talk to Maddon, and they hired him as their manager while letting Renteria go. This is a little different. With all due respect to Ricky Renteria, this is an iconic Cub player, an iconic historic player in their history of the World Series, a manager who was handpicked and delivered to the Chicago Cubs by the front office, developing him as a manager while Maddon was still there. Joe Maddon told me on many occasions he knew that David Ross would one day succeed him as the manager there. He said he was open at that time to even helping him out because he knew that was the track that he was on. Joe, never a guy to be afraid of for his own job, was very magnanimous in helping Ross get there. And then Ross, for his 4 years, Mike, this last year, probably his best year as their manager, getting a team that was picked to finish third or fourth in the division to 82 wins and one game behind the Arizona Diamondbacks to make the playoffs. It was, in most people's opinion, a very good and if not outstanding job of managing the Chicago Cubs. So then you say to yourself, why do they make the change? And that's what Cub Nation has been talking about ever since the announcement came and we found out that Craig Counsell was going to be the replacing Ross with the largest contract for a manager in baseball history, 5 years and $40 million.
Yep, the big contract and the big expectations, but Hoyer talked about why he wanted Counsell and really just the expertise that Counsell brings to the role as Cubs manager.
He's unbelievably sharp. I mean, this is as, you know, simple as I can say it, unbelievably sharp. I think that, you know, talking to him about clubhouse stuff, blending, you know, the clubhouse with analytics and the best way to get the most out of people was, you know, incredibly impressive. And this, his sense of like what his job entails and the responsibility of his job, it really stood out to me. This guy wants to handle every single part of the process, and you know, views that as his responsibility, and to me that's really impressive, the way he views his chair, you know, so much more than making a bunch of in-game moves. He views like the totality of everything as his responsibility, and talked about that like an amazingly articulate way.
So there you have it, straight from Jed Hoyer's mouth as to why he wanted Counsell and what Counsell brings to the table. Now, we've known this for a while, Bruce, right? I mean, the Brewers have overachieved repeatedly in his tenure there with not exactly the high payroll that a lot of the contenders tend to have. And he's going to have that payroll here in Chicago, correct?
Right. Well, he's had among the lowest payrolls in baseball over the last 7 years, and five of the last six, he's gone to the playoffs. So there's no mistake that he's the very best at the very top of the trade. What makes Craig Counsell different? What makes him better? Those were questions that we asked Hoyer. He talked about 2017 when the Cubs were a great team at that time. 2016-17 eventually got beat by the Dodgers in the NLCS, but nonetheless a great team at that time. And how how Counsell and the Brewers gave the Cubs such a hard time to eventually just push them off and get into the playoffs in 2017. He talked about how him and Epstein just couldn't believe that a team, such a low payroll, an inferior lineup in most people's minds, was able to push so hard. And that made an impression on him, Epstein, everybody with the Cubs back then. You remember 2018 when the Brewers eventually caught the Cubs the last day and eventually went on to the playoffs. Cubs also in the playoffs, but eliminated the next day when the Colorado Rockies beat them in the wild card game. So from that point on, in 2018, the Chicago Cubs have not been in the playoffs except for 2020 in the 60-game season, and really haven't won a playoff game since 2017. With that in mind, when he became available, Hoyer was the first one to take notice and stealthily went about his job with the agent for Craig Counsell, Barry Meister, with Counsell, with just a couple people in his front office. That's all that knew about the Cubs' interest until the announcement last Monday that indeed he would be the new Cub manager, Mike.
I was eating my lunch and I about spit my lunch out when I scrolled through Twitter and saw that news breaking. It was quite a shock to the baseball landscape. And we're going to talk to Barry Meister, by the way, Craig Counsell's agent, at the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour. We will also be joined by former co-hosts on this very program, current voice of Angels TV, Wayne Randazzo, will join us. And from our Score afternoon show, Parkins and Spiegel, Matt Spiegel will join us. They, alongside Bruce, for some years here on Inside the Clubhouse as the show celebrates its 10th anniversary today. We also want to talk to you at 312-644-6767. We are going to talk Sox as well. As Bruce said, Chris Getz had some interesting things to say at the GM meetings as well. And Jason Benetti, the team's longtime TV broadcaster, now joining the Detroit Tigers. So tons of news to talk about. We want to talk about with you at 312-644-6767. We do have a caller, Bruce. Let's get out to the phones. Mike in Glencoe is up first. He is on Inside the Clubhouse. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, and Bruce, congratulations on 10 years. That's a tremendous accomplishment, and your listeners really appreciate the work that you do. In that regard, I wanted to pick up on a conversation you and Mully had yesterday morning. As I think you know, a lot of Sox fans are extremely leery of Chris Getz and his independence. But you suggested, unless I misheard you, that Getz was a little bit more independent, that he had had disagreements with the front office on player personnel. And I'd be fascinated if you could share any of that or extrapolate on that just a little bit more.
Sure, Mike. Thanks, and thanks for the compliment. The show is on the air because of you great listeners and the best baseball fans in the world, the Chicago baseball fans, so thanks for that. Mike and Espo, the reason that I was going up and back with Mully and Haw on, I think it was yesterday morning,
Yep.
Was that, you know, Mully, like a lot of outstanding White Sox fans, are just beside themselves as to where the team is at. They have no hope for the White Sox. They have no confidence in any of the moves the White Sox are making. Obviously, we'll talk about Jason Benetti. That even furthers it. But when you talk about Chris Getz, you're talking about a well-thought-of top executive in baseball that deserves a chance and an opportunity to get something done. He didn't hire himself, okay? He's a part of the front office because he was hired by Jerry Reinsdorf to take over for Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn. And because he was not necessarily a rubber stamp for the previous front office, Mully and I got into it yesterday, and I said, look, there were many times that Chris Getz and the front office that was there did not agree on player development, did not agree on scouting, went up and back, up and back, up and back on his views of what should be done. Respectfully, he was not the top executive. He always deferred back to the people that were running the team. A lot of these conversations with him and Ken Williams didn't go particularly well, but there was great respect between the two. Nonetheless, he has his own ideas about how a team should be run. how development should go in scouting, how development should go in the minor leagues. I know he was a part of it, but he didn't have full control of what was going on there. So from that perspective, I think you have to pay attention, give Gatt some time. I know White Sox fans do not want to hear that. That's just the reality of the situation. He hired a brand new front office outside of the Chicago White Sox, something that hadn't been done for decades, okay? He hired a whole new coaching staff outside of the Chicago White Sox system, a whole new staff, Marcus Thames for hitting, Drew Butera for catching, Grady Sizemore for base running and outfield play, Jason Bourgeois for the same. So give them the opportunity to show you they're moving forward is all I suggest. Do I suggest you shouldn't be suspect of what's going on there? Absolutely. For all the failures that occurred with the Chicago White Sox over the past couple of years and the depletion of the team on 35th and Shields and the depletion of the farm system, you have every right to feel that way. But have an open mind moving forward is all I suggest.
312-644-6767. Text us at the same number. Give us a ring if you'd like to talk about Craig Counsell and the Cubs, Chris Getz, Jason Benetti, and the White Sox. Lots going on here in Chicago baseball, Bruce. And we're going to hear from Chris Getz in the next hour at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Some of that exactly what you were talking about, some of his comments on the current state of the team and some of the changes they're going to make moving forward. Let's get back out to the phones, though. And Tony is in Milwaukee, wants to talk about Craig Counsell, surprisingly. Tony's on Inside the Clubhouse. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Bruce, thanks for taking my call. You know I'm a regular caller. Bruce, I was curious as to your philosophy or what you think that Counsell's role is going to be in starting to integrate some of these really high-end Cubs prospects. As a big baseball guy, I know that Counsell had a really important role in doing that in Milwaukee, and that was part of the success. I think Hoyer's big stamp, as I'm sure you could obviously any Cubs fan could speak to, is how much he has rebuilt the farm system, and I think he takes pride in that. So I'm going to let you go, but yeah, just that. And thanks for the call, guys.
All right, Tony, thank you. Mike, here's the situation with Counsell. Counsell will have the hammer when he comes in here working with the front office. And certainly Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins, the two top executives on the baseball side, understood that when they brought Counsell in. Very much like when they brought Joe Maddon in 2014. He was going to be included in conversations about player acquisition, about using minor league players and developing them. They feel in Counsell they have the very best person handling pitching in the game of baseball, okay? So they have young pitchers coming along. Cade Horton is on the cusp of being a Chicago Cub pitcher sometime this summer. Ben Brown will be a Chicago Cub pitcher, maybe as early as a breaking camp in the rotation on opening day. These things are essential for them moving forward because the Cubs have had a renaissance in their farm system, because they have developed players, because they've traded for young players and developed them. Now they feel they have a partner as well who will help them use these people to their fullest. And I believe Counsell will have an awful lot of say-so as the direction they go with the minor leagues, with trades, with free agents. Will he be pulling the trigger on trades or signing free agents? No, he won't. That's a Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins job. But he will be very influential when it comes to these things with the Chicago Cubs.
And if you want to hear directly from Craig Counsell, tune in Monday at 10 a.m. for Craig Counsell's introductory press conference as the new manager of the Cubs. Bernstein and Holmes will be part of our team coverage. We're broadcasting live from Wrigley Field from 10 to 2 on Monday. We'll be joined by Counsell and other guests. That's all right here on 670 The Score on Monday. Must listen radio, Craig Counsell introduced to Cubs fans during that press conference, starting right here on The Score at 10 o'clock, Bruce. And I'll be interested. I'll be listening, right, tuned into The Score to hear what Counsell had to say. I know his former GM in Milwaukee, Matt Arnold, was sad to see Craig go. But now, as we hear here in this clip, he talks about them being friendly rivals.
It's been a lot. You know, I think from our perspective, it's always been about people. I think that's something that Craig and I talked about a lot after working together for 8 years. And I think it's really important for us to put people first. And I think in this situation, you know, we wanted to make sure we put Craig first throughout the process. And I'm thrilled for him and his outcome. At the same time, you know, we're in a position where we have to, you know, put our best foot forward. And we're going to do exactly that. You know, he's got a new opportunity he's excited about. And I think, honestly, we're excited about our opportunity as well.
So that's Matt Arnold, the Brewers general manager. They need to hire a new manager, Bruce, and some of their existing coaching staff is in contention. But the rivalry rolls on, and Council now on the other side of the fence for the Milwaukee-Chicago rivalry.
When you look at, you know, Council and his impact in Milwaukee, it's still reverberating there. The people are very upset, okay? They don't understand why a Wisconsin boy, a guy that born and bred there, still lives there in Whitefish Bay, just everything Milwaukee, their own, with such great pride, would leave for the Chicago Cubs. There are a lot of reasons. I'm sure Craig will be explaining most of those on the Score from the live press conference, 10 o'clock on Monday morning from Wrigley Field on our midday show hosting that. But the reality is that opportunity comes around. He understood, I believe, and I think you'll hear this from him, that as great as Milwaukee did as far as getting pitching for the farm system, that eventually the money and the farm system wasn't going to be able to just continue to do what they had done there, and that at some point there would be some losing seasons and going backwards. At that time, I think he did what's best for him and his family and his career moving forward, giving them the very best that he could there, and now moving to a team and a franchise that can support him by going after the top free agents, both offensively and in pitching. So from that perspective, and the fact that he has raised the bar for major league managers across the whole spectrum of Major League Baseball now, getting $8 million a year, a figure that had not been approached before except once by Joe Torre way back 15 years ago, I would say that he had no choice but to make the choice for himself, his family, and his career to move to the Cubs.
How do you not take that exactly? Let's sneak in one more call before we break. Bruce, in Plainfield, Dave is on Inside the Clubhouse. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. How you doing this morning? Hope you have a good holidays coming up. I am not heartbroken that Jason Benetti left. I couldn't be happier. I almost jumped off the porch when he left. I hope they get Adam Amin, who does the Bulls games, because Jason Benetti, to me, is the most overrated broadcaster in sports. I really do. He's a, well, people like him, great, but he was here 8 years. I mean, Hawk Harrelson was here a long time. And I think for broadcasters, it's great. But I'm not going to lose any sleep over Jason Benetti leaving. I think there's a lot better broadcasters out there. I hope they get Adam Amin, bring him from the Bulls, or the other guy who used to do the Boston Red Sox games part-time.
You're talking about Mike Monaco, right?
Dave,
that's the guy who I think is it. Thank you, guys. You have a good morning.
Mike Monaco is an extremely talented broadcaster that did White Sox baseball this year. I think he is a top candidate. I think Connor McKnight, our old teammate here at the Score, will also be in the mix. And why not? Connor has done a great job filling in on radio and television when Jason wasn't there, or when Len had to move over to TV to replace Jason. So those are two of the top names that I know of, Monaco and certainly Connor. So with that in mind, yeah, there are great broadcasters out there. Jason Benetti certainly made his mark here. He is a great broadcaster. We'll talk more about Jason with our next guest, Wayne Randazzo, who is the TV voice of the Los Angeles Angels, talk a little bit about being the first co-host of this show with me, as well as a little bit of conversation moving forward on a guy by the name of Ohtani and the Chicago Cubs.
Right. To think 10 years ago, Bruce, Wayne would have been in the studio here hosting Inside the Clubhouse with you. He is now the voice of the Angels, and we will talk to Wayne Randazzo coming up next. We'll also talk later to Matt Spiegel and Barry Meister. Barry is Craig Counsell's agent. All of that and more coming up with the Randazzler next on Inside the Clubhouse here on 670 The Score.
Let's get back to Inside.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside the Clubhouse, now celebrating 10 years on the Score.
This is Inside the Clubhouse, brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all your water, fire, mold, and remodeling needs. Alongside Bruce Levine, I'm Mike Esposito, in for David today on the old 10-year anniversary show. And Bruce, we're happy to be joined by a very familiar voice here on these airwaves and the current voice of Angels Television.
Wayne Randazzo, feel bad for Wayne. He had to put up with me when we first started this show, and he did it very well. He only called in sick. Wayne, how many times did you call in sick?
Pretending 11.
You were. Wayne very quickly became the first co-host of Inside the Clubhouse 10 years ago after we first began this show. And Wayne, it was a nice run. You kept telling me every week, hey, you know, I'm going to be a big star in baseball. I don't need to work with you. Welcome to the show. Mike and I are pleased to have you on, and congratulations on your great career. It's been fabulous to watch you move up the chain of putting all the hard work in the minor leagues as a broadcaster, moving to the Mets for a number of years, and now the voice of the Los Angeles Angels on television. It's been a miraculous, marvelous career. I had absolutely nothing to do with it. So congrats, buddy.
Well, you did get me on the radar. You know, hosting with Bruce Levine really carried, I think, a lot of weight around the country. But, you know, I appreciate your support over the years, especially, you know, you were kind of the first person to say that it was going to happen this way. And I appreciate that. And congratulations on 10 years of doing this show. That's great.
I want to jump into one of the prime candidates for free agency out there, probably the prime candidate in the history of the game, and that is Shohei Ohtani and what he brings to the game. We see it on the field. We see him as a pitcher. We won't see that next year, of course, recovering from an elbow surgery, so he won't pitch in 2024. We see the great hitter. He will likely be the American League MVP. Broadcasting that on a daily basis, Wayne, what is that like? What is the electricity around Shohei Ohtani?
I mean, it's really something that's hard to even quantify because of how the atmosphere is, not only in the home stadium, but in the road ballparks as well. I mean, the Angels ended up, I think, with the second highest road attendance in all of baseball, behind the Yankees, and you can imagine, you know, what the reason was for that. There was such a star quality to Shohei Ohtani on the road, where he's getting cheered in the opposing ballparks, where opposing fans are saying how badly they want him to sign the next season with their team, and even cheering when he does something or hits a home run, or even booing the home team when they walk him. And it's really this kind of bubble that Shohei Ohtani is in. And not to mention that there's just an influx of Asian fans that come, you know, likely from Japan or wherever else that Shohei is popular, that follow the Angels now, that have other favorite players on the Angels besides Shohei, that even know, you know, Mark Gubazon and know me and are following the broadcast because of Shohei Ohtani. So it really is, when you're in his web and in his stratosphere, and it really is like he has his own stratosphere, you know, you're watching something that is very unusual for Major League Baseball or even any sport. I mean, to me, it's like watching Jordan and the Bulls as a kid in Chicago. That's how it feels watching these fans just follow Shohei around and try to be in his presence in some way.
Talking to Wayne Randazzo of Angels Television. We're talking to him on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And Wayne, with the Ohtani free agent sweepstakes, and you said it, right? I mean, this is a guy who checks more than just the baseball boxes. I'm sure the business side of any organization would love to have Ohtani. You can factor in any number of things that he brings on the field and off the field. There's certainly lots to like about Ohtani. What do you make of the, hey, he only wants to stay on the West Coast thing, or, you know, if it's not the West Coast, it's Chicago or New York. What are you hearing? What do you expect as the free agency circus of Shohei Ohtani continues?
Well, I expect that just about every team will be interested in Shohei that feels like they can afford him, and maybe some teams that don't usually spend money that might make some offers or go after him in some way. So I think it will be quite a frenzy. I don't think anybody should believe anything they read until he signs the dotted line with the team. You know, any sort of report, any sort of anything that's linking a team to him, you know, I think he's going to be smart about which teams he talks to and which teams he think can spend the money on him. But, you know, I can't imagine him going to the East Coast. I know there's some talk about the Red Sox. He's got a, from what I understand, you know, he's got a place out in Honolulu. He wants to be closer, as close as he can be, to Japan. I don't know that Chicago's out of the running because of that. It just depends on who you talk to, but I would be surprised if he goes all the way to the East Coast. I think the Cubs are a great fit for him, and I'm sure they'll be in the mix for him as well. The Dodgers, the Giants, the Mariners, even coming back to the Angels, I think is all on the table right now.
Wayne Randazzo joining us, the great voice of the Los Angeles Angels on television, and the first co-host along with me on Inside the Clubhouse 10 years ago. And Wayne, so the mystery of Ohtani, and I say mystery because it was I was startled when I first walked into the Angels Clubhouse this year to talk to Ohtani, and I was met by a media relations person, and she told me, "I'm sorry, you can't talk to Mr. Ohtani." And I said, "Why, are the interpreters not here today? What's the story?" And she says, "Well, he doesn't talk." And I said, "Well, what does that mean?" She said, "Well, he only talks to reporters after he pitches." So with that in mind, fill us in as to the rules and regulations for 25 other players and then Ohtani, who is obviously a special player, doesn't need to talk to Bruce Levine, but nonetheless has his own rules and regulations. What is different about covering Ohtani and about reporting on Ohtani that people in Chicago should know about?
Yeah, it's valid. And, you know, I wonder if, you know, a team is going to give them $500 million or whatever, if you know, they are going to have different hopes in his the way that he talks to the media and the way that he makes himself more available, you know, the way that he puts himself in front of fans. You know, is there going to be more of that from Shohei? Because of the fact that, you know, he's now this team's guy. You know, he's going to be the number one guy for whatever team he signs with, and he's going to be that moving forward for, you'd imagine, 10 years or so. So I wonder if some of that will change. But, you know, there's other things, too, besides the fact that, you know, he has to talk to the media or do things differently in that regard. You have to make some room for Shohei. You know, he's going to be going to have to be the DH and the only DH, too, which I think holds teams back in some ways because teams like to rotate that position. And plus, from a pitching standpoint, you need a six-man rotation. So it's not exactly ideal, but I think for Shohei, teams will figure it out and try to make it work.
Talking to Wayne Randazzo from Angels Television. A few more minutes with Wayne. And speaking of the Angels, Wayne, and I was happy to see this. I'm guessing a lot of long-term baseball fans were as well. Old veteran Ron Washington moves from the Atlanta staff. He is your new manager for the LA Angels. And what can you tell us? And what are you excited about with Ron Washington?
Yeah, it's a great move, I think, for the Angels, because I think Wash really brings a lot of sound fundamentals and a lot of, you know, teaching the game. And for a team that has some young players, and in particular a very young shortstop and a very young first baseman, a young catcher, you know, I think that these guys are going to learn a lot from having Ron Washington around. And, you know, the Angels aren't afraid to spend money either. And I think they'll still be in the mix for Shohei, whether they sign him or not. They'll still try to allocate that money back into the baseball team. So I think they'll try to put a winning team out there, or at least a contending team. And Ron Washington certainly has had success in the past getting the most out of his players. You know, he's a beloved figure around the game. He's a great personality, a lot of energy, even for a guy that's now, you know, north of 70 years old. So I think the Angels are happy with their choice, and Wash has a good relationship and in a previous relationship with Perry Minasian, the Angels GM, from his time in Atlanta. So I think they think it's a great fit, and he'll be introduced later this week, and I'm sure the Angels are excited to get going with him as the manager.
Wayne, thanks for joining Mike and me today and celebrating the 10th anniversary of this show. And I don't remember having any fights with you except about who was going to read the Jeff Vukovich read. That was about the only time we tussled. But again, congrats on a great career. You're fantastic. You're a great friend as well. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great offseason. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. And congratulations again. It's been a great run for you guys and for this show. And glad to see it continuing and in good hands.
All right, Wayne, appreciate your time. Thanks. That's Wayne Randazzo, Angels Television, one-time host here on this very show, Bruce, Inside the Clubhouse. And we'll talk to another one of those next. Our buddy Matt Spiegel joins us. Spiegs was a co-host of Inside the Clubhouse as well. It's our 10-year anniversary show here on Inside the Clubhouse. Lots going on. Jed Hoyer, Chris Getz, lots of sound coming from them after the top of the hour, and we will talk to Craig Counsell's agent, Barry Meister, at the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour. Speaks is next, though. It's Inside the Clubhouse on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Let's get back to Inside the Clubhouse, now celebrating 10 years on The Score.
Hard to believe, but it is 10 years of Inside the Clubhouse. This is the 10-year anniversary show. Alongside Bruce Levine, I'm Mike Esposito. Happy to be with you today, and we just talked to the original co-host with Bruce, Wayne Randazzo from Angels TV. We now bring on yet another and a very familiar voice to Score listeners, and he joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book.
Not only the co-host of Parkins and Spiegel, is it Spiegel? No, it's Spiegel. That's right. Parkins and Spiegel, but the host of Hit and Run every Sunday morning, and again, a special Hit and Run tomorrow from 9 until noon on The Score. Matt Spiegel joins us on Inside the Clubhouse to help celebrate the 10-year anniversary and talk a little baseball. Spiegs, welcome to the show.
Bruce, Espo, what a pleasure. Bruce, I never would have guessed 10 years because I've been listening to you talk baseball in this town forever. I remember fondly talking baseball, Klizuski Campanella talking baseball, right? So I was thinking about that. So it feels like longer, but it's a great... It's a hell of a run here on Saturday mornings, as you say, at 52 weeks a year. And I had such a thrill being your co-host, man. We did some very, very good shows, and I really enjoyed working with you. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know what? It was so much fun talking baseball because, you know, at that time and still to this day, you know, I'm more of a scouting than analytics guy. You certainly brought a good portion of the analytics to the show, which was much needed at that time. I remember Mitch Rosen talking to me about it, and to that point, you know, telling me how you were without question the best co-hosts that he had ever heard me with, and that includes back to the days on Talking Baseball, which I did for 21 years on another station that may or may not be called ESPN. And you know, those shows that we did were really fun because you and I agreed to disagree on many subjects, but always did it with an awful lot of respect. And many times from your kitchen while your beautiful wife was giving us an extra cup of coffee.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I love that during the pandemic, we found a way. First, both at our homes, and then at one point, both from my home. And I was in one room, you in another. And Espo, that this will not come as a surprise, that every time Bruce came over, yes, my wife was thrilled to have you and made sure the house was nice and took care of stuff. But Bruce brought a bottle of wine almost every time. So, and we kept saying, no, you don't have to do that. And but we did enjoy the wine. So, you know, keep it coming if it ever happens again, Bruce. It's all good.
There Espo, take it away, Espo.
There you go. No, Spiegs, we're looking forward to your hit and run special tomorrow from 9 to noon. But talk about a earth-shattering week here in Chicago baseball, not only with the Council hire, but with Jason Benetti leaving for Detroit. We'll start with Council because I was curious to see where he ended up, but the last place, I shouldn't say the last place, but I certainly did not expect the Chicago Cubs to be the answer to the question, where does Craig Council end up? What was your take, your immediate take?
Yeah, my shock. It's pretty amazing when you've got something that shocks the entire baseball world. I'm sure Bruce has been speaking to it from the GM meetings perspective, because out there, I know everybody was shocked and stunned. And when you think about the lengths that Jed Hoyer went to keep this as secretive as he did, it's pretty remarable. And, you know, look, at the time, my heart broke immediately for David Ross after getting, you know, the public support and thinking about a month ago and thinking about what next year was going to be for him. It was going to be a make or break year. All right, here we go. Winning window. Let's go. The slide in September was bad, but it's going to be another off season of additions. The young kids coming. Winning time is now. And to see Ross with that chance, I'm sure he was looking forward to it. So it's I ended up writing it on the website, calling it justifiable cruelty, you know, because it felt cruel to David on a personal level because of everything that he has done for the org and how deep those relationships go. But you can't deny the excellence of Craig Council. And then you start to think about it and you get excited about the possibilities of what Council can do. And we'll see what he is going to bring in terms of the broader organizational stuff. He's so smart. He's a former front office guy, and you know that he's been a big part of Milwaukee's roster building and their thought processes on what they do. But also just in-game, I think there's a belief, and Bruce, you could speak to this from conversations with Jed and others out there in Arizona, but there's a belief that in-game, his in-game managing is going to make a difference in what, 4, 5, 6 wins a year, 7 wins? Like something like that is in their minds that he will actually make a difference in game, which is it's pretty amazing to realize that front offices do think of certain managers, at least, in that way.
I think there's two that I can think of, Spiegs, and that is him and Bruce Bochy are above and beyond when it comes to handling pitching. And if you talk to people in the industry, they'll tell you that they have a special sense about them that allows them to pick the right pitcher at the right time, to stay away from a certain pitcher at a certain time, to rest a certain pitcher at a certain time, so that they might lose a game but be able to come back the next day and be even stronger. These are traits of the best managers in the game. David Ross was on his way to being one of those. Wasn't quite there yet, and you understand why the Chicago Cubs felt they had to make this move. Give us a little preview of Hit and Run tomorrow, your special edition, 9 to noon on The Score.
Well, so much to talk about. We will certainly talk about Jason Benetti's departure and what that means for Sox fans. And from my perspective, what it means for play-by-play in this town. Such a fan of Jason. I'll actually play back a snippet of his second appearance on the podcast I did about play-by-play called the PBP, because I found him to be one of the most perceptive and thoughtful guests of the 15 or 17 I talked to during the course of the year. Chuck Garfine from the White Sox Talk podcast will join me at 10 o'clock. He was out there along with you, Bruce, and so we'll get into the White Sox stuff. And hoping for a Cubs guest to be determined. Got a few different irons in the fire, but really just looking forward to a sprawling, relaxed, three-hour Sunday morning baseball conversation in the heart of NFL season. Let's go, people. And we'll take lots of phone calls and texts, and should be fun. I'm looking forward to it very much.
Speegs, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for being a great co-host. All those years, it was probably close to three, if I have that right, yep, on Inside the Clubhouse. So keep up the great work. We'll be listening tomorrow morning, and we'll be listening all week long, talking more baseball on The Score. Take care, buddy.
Hey, Bruce, thank you. And Espo, thank you. And Bruce, just know that the respect you have within the game and the relationships you have within the game are second to none, and I mean that nationally, and everybody within the sport is aware of it and just really values you. So I hope you know that, and hope the listeners know that.
Thanks much, Spiegs. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
All right, Matt Spiegel, our afternoon show co-host, Parkins and Spiegel, special hit and run tomorrow morning from 9 to noon. You just heard Spiegs tell you what's going to be the topics there, talking White Sox and Cubs. The Jason Benetti stuff, we are going to talk about that in our next segment. Bruce, we're also going to hear sound from White Sox GM Chris Getz. He had some interesting things to say at the GM meetings, as did Jed Hoyer, a Hoyer interview talking about the number one free agent out there from a few years back. But it's very interesting. We're going to give you a listen to that. All of that coming up, and Craig Counsell's agent, Barry Meister, joins us at 10:30. All that on Inside the Clubhouse, Hour 2, here on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Score.
Let's get back to Inside the Clubhouse, now celebrating 10 years on The Score.
Hard to believe, but it is 10 years of Inside the Clubhouse. This is the 10-year anniversary show. Alongside Bruce Levine, I'm Mike Esposito. Happy to be with you today. And we just talked to the original co-host with Bruce, Wayne Randazzo from Angels TV. We now bring on yet another and a very familiar voice to Score listeners, and he joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book.
Not only the co-host of Parkins and Spiegel, is it Spiegel? No, it's Spiegel. That's right, Parkins and Spiegel. But the host of Hit and Run every Sunday morning, and again a special Hit and Run tomorrow from 9 until noon on the Score. Matt Spiegel joins us on Inside the Clubhouse to help celebrate the 10-year anniversary and talk a little baseball. Spiegs, welcome to the show.
Bruce, Espo, what a pleasure. Bruce, I never would have guessed 10 years because I've been listening to you talk baseball in this town forever. I remember fondly talking baseball, Klazuski Campanella talking baseball, right? So I was thinking about that. So it feels like longer, but it's a great, it's a hell of a run here on Saturday mornings, as you say, at 52 weeks a year. And I had such a thrill being your co-host, man. We did some very, very good shows, and I really enjoyed working with you. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know what? It was so much fun talking baseball because, you know, at that time and still to this day, you know, I'm more of a scouting than analytics guy. You certainly brought a good portion of the analytics to the show, which was much needed at that time. I remember Mitch Rosen talking to me about it and to that point, you know, telling me how, you know, you were without question the best co-host that he had ever heard me with. And that includes back to the days on Talking Baseball, which I did for 21 years on another station that may or may not be called ESPN. And, you know, those shows that we did were really fun because you and I agreed to disagree on many subjects, but always did it with an awful lot of respect. And many times from your kitchen while your beautiful wife was giving us an extra cup of coffee.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I love that. During the pandemic, we found a way, first both at our homes and then at one point both from my home, and I was in one room, you in another, and Espo, this will not come as a surprise, that every time Bruce came over, yes, my wife was thrilled to have you and made sure the house was nice and took care of stuff, but Bruce brought a bottle of wine almost every time. So, and we kept saying, no, you don't have to do that. And but we did enjoy the wine, so you know, keep it coming if it ever happens again, Bruce. It's all good.
There Espo, take it away, Espo.
There you go. No, Spiegs, we're looking forward to your hit and run special tomorrow from 9 to noon. But talk about a earth-shattering week here in Chicago baseball, not only with the council hire, but with Jason Benetti leaving for Detroit. We'll start with council because I was curious to see where he ended up, but the last place, I shouldn't say the last place, but I certainly did not expect the Chicago Cubs to be the answer to the question, where does Craig Counsell end up? Your immediate take?
Yeah, my shock. It's pretty amazing when you've got something that shocks the entire baseball world. I'm sure Bruce has been speaking to it from the GM meetings perspective, because out there, I know everybody was shocked and stunned. And when you think about the lengths that Jed Hoyer went to keep this as secretive as he did, it's pretty remarkable. And, you know, look, at the time, my heart broke immediately for David Ross after getting, you know, the public support and thinking about a month ago and thinking about what next year was going to be for him, was going to be a make or break year. All right, here we go. Winning window. Let's go. The slide in September was bad. But it's going to be another offseason of additions. The young kids coming. Winning time is now. And to see Ross with that chance, I'm sure he was looking forward to it. So it's I ended up writing it on the website, calling it justifiable cruelty, you know, because it felt cruel to David on a personal level because of everything that he has done for the org and how deep those relationships go. But you can't deny the excellence of Craig Counsell. And then you start to think about it and you get excited about the possibilities of what Counsell can do. And we'll see what he is going to bring in terms of the broader organizational stuff. He's so smart. He's a former front office guy. And you know that he's been a big part of Milwaukee's roster building and their thought processes on what they do. But also just in-game. I think there's a belief, and Bruce, you could speak to this from conversations with Jed and others out there in Arizona, but there's a belief that in-game, his in-game managing is going to make a difference in what, 4, 5, 6 wins a year, 7 wins? Like something like that is in their minds, that he will actually make a difference in-game, which is it's pretty amazing to realize that front offices do think of certain managers, at least, in that way.
I think there's two that I can think of, Spiegs, and that is him and Bruce Bochy are above and beyond when it comes to handling pitching. And if you talk to people in the industry, they'll tell you that they have a special sense about them that allows them to pick the right pitcher at the right time. to stay away from a certain pitcher at a certain time, to rest a certain pitcher at a certain time, so that they might lose the game but be able to come back the next day and be even stronger. These are traits of the best managers in the game. David Ross was on his way to being one of those, wasn't quite there yet, and you understand why the Chicago Cubs felt they had to make this move. Give us a little preview of Hit and Run tomorrow, your special edition, 9 to noon on The Score.
Well, so much to talk about. We will certainly talk about Jason Benetti's departure and what that means for Sox fans. And from my perspective, what it means for play-by-play in this town. Such a fan of Jason, I'll actually play back a snippet of his second appearance on the podcast I did about play-by-play called the PBP, because I found him to be one of the most perceptive and thoughtful guests of the 15 or 17 I talked to during the course of the year. Chuck Garfine from the White Sox Talk podcast will join me at 10 o'clock. He was out there along with you, Bruce, and so we'll get into the White Sox stuff. And I'm hoping for a Cubs guest to be determined. Got a few different irons in the fire, but really just looking forward to a sprawling, relaxed, three-hour Sunday morning baseball conversation in the heart of NFL season. Let's go, people. And we'll take lots of phone calls and texts, and should be fun. I'm looking forward to it very much.
Speegs, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for being a great co-host. All those years, it was probably close to 3, if I have that right, yep. On Inside the Clubhouse. So keep up the great work. We'll be listening tomorrow morning, and we'll be listening all week long, talking more baseball on The Score. Take care, buddy.
Hey, Bruce, thank you, and Espo, thank you. And Bruce, just know that the respect you have within the game and the relationships you have within the game are second to none, and I mean that nationally. And everybody within the sport is aware of it and just really values you. So I hope you know that and hope the listeners know that.
Thanks much, Spiegs. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
All right, Matt Spiegel, our afternoon show co-host, Parkins and Spiegel, special Hit and Run tomorrow morning from 9 to noon. You just heard Spiegs tell you what's going to be the topics there, talking White Sox and Cubs. The Jason Benetti stuff, we are going to talk about that in our next segment. Bruce, we're also going to hear sound from White Sox GM Chris Getz. He had some interesting things to say at the GM meetings, as did Jed Hoyer, a Hoyer interview talking about the number one free agent out there from a few years back. But it's very interesting. We're going to give you a listen to that. All of that coming up, and Craig Counsell's agent, Barry Meister, joins us at 10:30. All that on Inside the Clubhouse, Hour 2, here on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.